Every year, the Idaho Gives Day showcases dozens of Idaho nonprofits and encourages people to donate to keep them alive. Well, this year, that one-day event has been expanded to 2 weeks to try to help nonprofits during the coronavirus pandemic. Our own George Prentice sat down with Amy Little, president and CEO of the Idaho Nonprofit Center. She says the pandemic will cause many Idaho nonprofits to disappear.
Well, on any normal day, you spend your days listening to nonprofits in every corner of Idaho, but I'm particularly anxious to hear what you're hearing from nonprofits lately, specifically about the shadow of COVID-19.
You know, George, it's so interesting, and I knew going in things were going to be very difficult, especially for those on the front line, so those that are providing health care for those who are sick and impacted by the coronavirus, and those who are actually supporting other folks who are sort of impacted in different ways. You know, with a rapid halt of our economy here in the state of Idaho, that has created an increased demand in services for homeless, food insecurity, all of those vulnerable populations. There's an increased demand for services provided to support those folks. And then, of course, with the economy grinding to a halt, there's been less resources available to nonprofits to fulfill their mission-related work. Yet, time and time again, I'm seeing our nonprofit community step up, lead through, find needs, and fill them without worrying about, in this moment, how they're going to pay for it. They're just helping, which is what we do.
But these are uncharted waters. Is it your sense that some nonprofits may not weather this storm?
You know, the unfortunate reality, George, is there are many nonprofits, especially some of the smaller ones and the medium-sized ones, that don't have a safety net of funding in their bank account. They don't have a savings account. They don't have resources that will help kind of get them through this challenging time. So unfortunately, you know, as what had happened in 2008, when we were struggling with our economy and nonprofits were not able to find the resources they need, I anticipate there will be some that will have to close their doors. And I have heard of some already just saying, you know what, we're not going to make it through. Let's pull the plug now.
But in the wake of the prior recession, a number of those nonprofits would join forces.
Correct. The one thing I hope to see is organizations with like-minded missions and similar communities served, that they will get together and merge and join forces rather than completely shutting down. You know, everybody that's involved in the nonprofit sector has value and has something to contribute. So to the extent that organizations can, you know, if they do choose to close their doors, whatever other resources and volunteers and programs that you can turn over to another similar organization, or just, you know, merging your resources and your programs together is a positive thing, because we need all of our nonprofits. Can you imagine, George? I posted this on my LinkedIn last night. Can you imagine what it would look like right now in this moment without our nonprofits here to serve our community?
No. But to that end, we are frozen right now, and it's a matter of survival.
Absolutely. And I hope, you know, that our nonprofits that are on the front lines and really are kind of our second wave of nonprofits, there's not one that won't be impacted in some form or fashion as a result of what's happening. And I'm a cheerleader. I'm hopeful that, you know, that we can all make it through this somehow together.
Idaho Gives, the 24-hour Giveathon, is the highlight of the calendar year in the nonprofit world. Tell me about the status of this year's Idaho Gives.
You know, I'm so glad you asked me that question as well. We were really kind of not sure how things were going to go. Last year, we raised, as everyone knows, almost $2 million. When we started thinking about our campaign this year, we were not certain that with all of the election-related coverage that we were going to be able to raise as much money as we did last year, just knowing that during an election year, that is always a challenge for us. This happened to us in 2016 during the election coverage. We barely even came, well, we did come close to, but didn't quite reach the previous year's giving. So we knew we would be down. What we didn't anticipate and could not have known at that time was this pandemic that we're experiencing and the challenges that our communities are facing on every single front, small businesses, large corporations, nonprofits. I mean, you name it, everybody is going through something right now. So to that end, we are not canceling Idaho Gives this year. In fact, what we're learning from our nonprofit community, as I've mentioned earlier, there probably won't be any nonprofit that emerges from this unscathed. So we're excited that Idaho Gives is actually being extended not to a 24-hour day of giving, but to a full two-week campaign. We need more donors this year, number one. Number two, our media partners are stretched to the limit right now with coverage of COVID and then, of course, the earthquake that we all experienced. We will be challenged in a 24-hour time period to really to get the editorial coverage that we've been able to get in the past. And so our media partners said, hey, if you could extend the campaign, we can really do a great job of highlighting all the nonprofits in our sector and the work that they're doing and helping to support kind of our second line of defense, our second wave of nonprofits that will be impacted through the COVID outbreak pandemic. So we're excited that we're still pursuing Idaho Gives. We're excited that we have an even better opportunity to illustrate all of the great work being done. But all of us in the nonprofit sector, our organization included, are really doing more with less. So Idaho Gives is a great opportunity for us to lift up the entire sector and celebrate their work and help them find some funding right now that they really need to get through the next few months.
So what are your 2 weeks then?
So we are opening up giving on April 23rd. So the campaign will go April 23rd through May 7th, which was our original 24-hour day of giving. So it's a full two-week giving period.
Will the centerpiece of that be your website again?
Yes, and that's what's so strange and also awesome that our campaign is always pretty well done online, right? We have always had local events happening throughout the state that our media partners could cover on the day to generate excitement. And that's not happening. So really everything will be driven by our idahogives.org website. So all the giving will go through there. We will still have our 1-877-ID-GIVES donation hotline up and running. We've got volunteers set to answer phones and process donations that way. So it really truly will be an online day of giving, and we really haven't experienced that yet. So the beauty again in what we're doing is we're ready for this. This is how this campaign was built. We don't have to do a whole lot of changes to our campaign to make sure that we can leverage Idaho Gives for our organizations. It's going to be all online. So we're excited about, everyone has an abundance of screen time right now because we're all home, we're working from home, we're not going anywhere. So we think that this is going to be a really fantastic way for us to celebrate and share the work of our fellow nonprofits this year.
She is Amy Little, President and CEO of the Idaho Nonprofit Center. Best of luck, stay healthy, and thank you.
Thanks, and you stay healthy too, and thank you so much for having me today.
And that was our own George Prentice talking to Amy Little, President and CEO of the Idaho Nonprofit Center, about the impact of the coronavirus on Idaho nonprofits. We are keeping you updated on this issue on our website. You can go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org for our updated blog on coronavirus. It is updated 24/7. On a lighter note, Idaho Matters, we are hoping to hear from families that are dealing with school closures during the coronavirus outbreak. We know there's a lot of stress around here. So parents, what are your days looking like, kiddos? What are you doing at home for school? Do you miss school? Use your smartphone, send us a voice memo with your family. Tell us about your daily routine or about what you're doing to stay distracted or learning. You can send that voice memo to idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Again, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Our producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Huge thank you to our engineers. This is Gemma Gaudette.